Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Energy supplier Energia has announced a cut in its home energy prices. Those on the company's dual fuel, electricity and gas rates will see a 20% drop on the unit rate, along with those on smart meter plans. For more, we're joined by Ellie Donnelly, senior business reporter with the Business Post. Ellie, you're very welcome to the programme. They're not the first, are they, to cut their rates, but they're one of the larger energy providers to do so, because on Monday, Pinergy said it was cutting its standard electricity prices as well by about 9.5%. How significant is this?
Hi Cormac, thanks for having me. This is very significant. Energia is a massive player in the energy market here. And as you said, it's announced a cut in home energy prices. So you mentioned there, those on the smart meter plans will see unit rates cut by 20%. That, they are saying, is the equivalent of a 357 euro reduction on your average annual bill. And for the dual fuel and electricity and gas rates, they'll fall by 20%. It translates into a saving of 682 euro a year based on the average annual bill, according to Energia. They also looked at the standard electricity rates, which they said will drop by 15%, leading to a saving of 305 euro a year based on the average annual bill. So these are, you know, very big savings for consumers across the country that are with Energia.
And they're very welcome, aren't they, those savings? But we're still comparatively paying more, since more than our colleagues in Europe, across Europe, many countries, and more than since or before the war started in Ukraine.
That's correct. The war in Ukraine definitely pushed the prices up across Europe, and Ireland as well was no exemption from that. Everybody asks, why are electricity prices so high here? And Dara Casti, I know from bonkers.ie, he's tried to answer that question. He said that, you know, one, a lot of electricity in Ireland is still generated by burning gas and coal. A lot of that has to be imported, and the price is volatile there. Also, our level of renewable energy has increased hugely over the past decade. It now accounts for around over 30% of the electricity we generate, but that's still slightly more expensive to produce than non-renewable, according to a lot of experts. On top of that, you've got, you know, our population is quite dispersed, it's low density, and then that means that per head of population, we need, you know, high voltage wires, pylons, electrical wires, more so than many other countries. And then that also puts pressure then on the price of electricity as well.
I know, Ellie, you have a keen eye for watching new entrants into the market and how that will shake things up. And no different here, Uno has entered the market. And I just wonder, will it change prices and pricing models?
You'd have to imagine that it would. So Uno Energy has promised that it could save customers more than 500 a year on their electricity bill, which I think we'd all appreciate, 500 euro more in our pocket at the end of the year. And it's the first new supplier into the Irish residential market, energy market, in over 3 years. So that has to be good news for consumers across the country.
Okay, let's hope so. And let's hope this good news continues. We desperately need it, don't we, all of us? Ellie Donnelly, Senior Business Reporter with the Business Post. We'll talk soon again. Thank you.